hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless. Rats!
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
What a treat! I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Come to church and get to watch Charlie Brown. Open your Bibles up to Luke chapter 2. 3 weeks ago, December the 5th, in the hallway of Patterson Middle School in, Killeen, Texas, Deidre Shannon decided to use images to decorate the walls of the nurse's office, the door to the nurse's office. These decorations included a picture of Linus, the scrawny Christmas tree that you just saw in this picture, and the classic passage about the true meaning of Christmas from Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. She did that on December the 5th, and on December the 7th, Mrs. Shannon was confronted by the school principal. She said, unfortunately, I'm going to have to take your poster down. It violates the U.S. Constitution and the separation of church and state. It might offend kids from other religions and those who have no religion. You know, does it ever seem like to you that tolerance is only achieved by being intolerant to Christians? What we just saw was considered wrong. But it turns out the school may have violated the 2013 Merry Christmas law, which states no school official in Texas can silence a biblical reference to Christmas. Went to the school board meeting. At the school board meeting, the board voted 6-1 to side with the district and take down the poster on the nurse's wall. The ironic thing about the controversy, it starts with Charlie Brown asking a simple question. Saddened by the over-commercialization of Christmas, Charlie Brown shouts out, as you saw there, isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about? The ironic thing to me is what Christmas was all about was put on a poster on a wall in a Texas school in the Bible Belt and said, you got to take it down. What is Christmas all about? Does the world even know? That's what Linus speaks up about in this passage from Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. I'm going to go ahead and read 9, 10, and 11. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Those words would change a world. Those words still change lives today. As a matter of fact, the only words that carry more meaning than the words that you've just heard are these words, "For God so loved." You see, it's because for God so loved that He sent this Savior. That's the only reason that they're more important. He sent a son. A son was born. A Savior was sent. The world was changed. And lives are being changed even today across the globe because of what God did 2,000 years ago when Jesus came to this earth. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. You know, we celebrate Christmas today. We just need to remember the true meaning of Christmas. It's the largest single event of the year. Families are gathering. Many today aren't here because families are gathering. Many of you have gatherings to go to later today. Many of you went to gatherings yesterday. Some will have gatherings for the next few days. The last 4 months, the stores have told you how important Christmas is. They're closed today. Probably the only time of the year that you'll see many of these stores close. The last 4 months, they've been telling you how important it is. Christmas will be here soon. It's the biggest event of the year. It's the largest expense of the year. The greatest expectations of the year. People hustle from one place to another. We drove by yesterday, Walmart, and man, they were packed out to the gas station. People getting ready. Christmas is big. So big that if we're not careful, we lose sight of the small things, the important things of what Christmas is all about. You know, God used small things and small people that first Christmas. Mary wasn't a fashionable, wealthy, or learned girl. She was a simple, righteous girl. Joseph wasn't wealthy or well-known. He was a humble man. The announcement of the Savior's coming wasn't written in the sky for everybody to come and see, but it was noticed by shepherds in the field out doing what shepherds do. God kept Christmas simple. He kept Christmas simple, but He wanted people to know what Christmas was all about for today in the city of David. A Savior has been born. If we're not careful, we lose that simple meaning. You know, let me tell you one difference between Jesus and us. We're born, and one of the things that we have to accomplish in our life is we have to find life's purpose. We have to find life's meaning. It wasn't that way for Jesus. Jesus was born differently. He was born with a clear purpose. He was on mission from the day of His birth. Verse 11, "Born for you a Savior." God sent us a Savior. You know, if your doctor tells you you need to take medicine, you listen to him because you understand he knows more about that kind of thing than you do. When God tells you that He has sent a Savior, we need to listen because He knows more about that than we do. God knew we needed a Savior because we were afflicted with this disease, a disease called sin. Isaiah, again, 800 years before the coming of the Lord, prophesied in Isaiah 53:6, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us have turned to our own way." That's sin. That's sin. Sin is I-centered. It's me first. And children, from the time they're young, mine, me. We grow up that way. We have a self-centered nature, a sinful nature. God knew that, and so He sent us a Savior. Sometimes as we grow older, we begin to think, this life is mine. I'm going to do with it what I want to do with it. That attitude separates us from God. Results in a life of confusion, a life of searching, a life without purpose or meaning. You know, we don't know how to live sometimes, or even why we're living. I guarantee you the world out there at large doesn't understand what life is really all about. It's like going from one day to the next with no real meaning in life. People are searching for purpose. And the reason is because they're not connected to God, and you can't find purpose until you find connection with God. The angel told Joseph, "Give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." It's Matthew 1:21. You know, help can't come from a program. Help can't come from a pill. Help comes from a person, and his name is Jesus. Each one of us come to an understanding in our life that we were made by God and we were made for God. That's part of understanding our purpose. Rick Warren has said people live on three levels. There's the survival level, there's the success level, and there's the significance level. Those are important. Think about that. The survival, the success, and the significance. Most of the world lives on the survival level. What's the survival level? Well, think about it this way. Half of the world, 3 billion people live on less than $5 a day. $5 a day, half the world. Can you imagine? Struggle from one morning to noon to night just to have enough to eat. That's the survival level. Here in our country, even the poorest people have that for the most part. We've reached a level most people would call the success level. But still at the success level, we're not happy. We're not fulfilled. People don't live with joy. Because you see, the purpose of life is far greater than family. It's far greater than career or even happiness. It goes deeper to significance. Why am I here? What am I supposed to do while I am here? You see, God made us for those kind of things. We're made to be significant. We're made to have significance. Fame, wealth, and success aren't the goals of life. You were made for significance. And that's only achieved by knowing God and His purpose for your life. Colossians 1:16 says, absolutely everything above and below, visible and invisible, gets started in Him and finds their purpose in Him. You can't have significance in life without a relationship with Jesus. That's what that passage says. You can live, you can have, you can do, and you can die and never know why you were created in the first place unless you know Christ. Jesus came to save you for this purpose. Proverbs 16:4, the Lord made everything for His own purposes. You see, He saves you from your sin. He saves you for a purpose. And the last thing we need to understand today when we talk about a Savior is He saves you by His grace. Grace is when God gives you what you need instead of what you deserve. We all like that. And on top of that, grace is when Jesus pays for it. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, you're saved by grace through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. You know, we've been getting gifts and giving gifts and unwrapping gifts. The greatest gift of all was when God sent Jesus to pay the penalty for your sins. Grace is when God says, I'm going to take your problem and make it my problem. Why do we give gifts at Christmas? Because God gave the gift of His Son for you. Going all the way back to those first words, the angel says, He sent a Savior. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there's been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That's the simple meaning of Christmas. Beyond the expense, beyond the expectations, beyond the events, is the simple truth that God loved you enough to desire for you to live with Him forever, and He loves you enough to give you a purpose in this life. He wrapped Himself in flesh, came to this earth, lived a sinless life, and by His stripes you were healed. That's grace. Through His coming, you might have significance. You might get past just surviving, just the day-to-day grind. You might get past even thinking that success is enough. and you'll understand why you were created and the significance of that. Let me ask you this morning, are you living a life of significance? Are you making a contribution to the kingdom? And he might bring joy. Good news of great joy, it says. Joy in references to joy, gladness, and rejoicing is used some 650 times in Scripture. You know what joy means? Hope. Christ came that you might have hope. Because without Christ, you have no hope. No hope for meaning. No hope for eternal life. And another thing it means is this. Your life matters. You matter to God. Think about that for a minute. When Mary held that baby in her arms, and she rubbed, you know how you like to rub on the hands of your children, or you rub on the feet of their children? Those same hands would one day take Roman spikes to be driven through them on a cross. Because Mary mattered to God. And because you mattered to God. Mary, did you know? I'm not sure anyone understood what God was doing that day. But now we know. Now we know. Even those closest to him didn't really understand until they saw the resurrection. And then they understood. Don't get so caught up in this temporary assignment of life that you forget what life is really all about. It's about an eternal relationship with God that will never end. Jesus came to save you from your sin so that you could have that. Do you have that today? Do you have that relationship with God? Do you know this morning without a doubt that when your heart takes its last beat, you'll spend eternity with heaven? When your children hold your hand at your bedside, or your grandchildren, whoever, that you'll see them again. That's what it means to have a life of significance. Not just now, but for eternity. I hope you have those things this morning, because that's what the angel was telling the people. God loves you so much. This is what he wants you to have. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And it started in a manger 2,000 years ago. He sent a person to save you. Do you know that person? And are you making a difference for the King and his kingdom? Let's pray. Lord, as we take your word in, we're reminded the simplicity of Christmas. It was not meant to be all that it is today. We know that. But Lord, it was certainly meant to be a day that we remember how much you love us and that you sent your Son to die in our place. To live a life sinless, to be our sacrifice. If there's anyone here today who doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, if they're just living from day to day and life really has no eternal meaning, today might be the day they commit their heart, their life, their purpose, their family to you and to your kingdom. Lord, speak to our hearts. May we listen to your Holy Spirit and may we respond. Thank you for what you've done for us. And Lord, may we in return be faithful to you. In Jesus' name we pray.